Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to the Diva of Dual weekly podcast, where we talk all things Days of Our Lives and sometimes General Hospital. And now that it's football season. this is Anna filling in for the Diva tonight. Carrie had to work tonight, so she was not able to make it. And Marianne is out in LA visiting Teo and seeing his presentation tomorrow. So that will be fun for her to tell us all about that next week. And we've got Rose.
Hello.
As long as her battery lasts.
As long as my battery lasts,
kinds
yes.
Of tech,
We're having all kinds of
technical problems tonight, which, you know, welcome to the wild world of live broadcasting. Anyway, all right, well, we hope you guys all enjoyed Days of Our Lives this week. Got several things to talk about. We'll probably go pretty short tonight, so we'll see what we can do to get through the week's episodes. Neither one of us saw Friday's episode, so maybe somebody can call in and tell us about that one.
I have a rundown of Friday, and that is that we need to wait till next week anyway for Marianne to be back to talk about Fridays.
Oh, okay.
Because I know
what
happened on it. I didn't see it yet.
Ah, gotcha.
It was a big Annie day.
Oh, boy. Oh, that's right. I think I heard about that, too. Okay. Well, let's see. So, you can also find Diva. You can find the Diva of Dual at Diva of Dual on Twitter, and also have a couple of Facebook pages, a friend page and a fan page. And she's got a blog, blog that she runs for the Diva of Dual at blog. I think it's at blogspot.com. And let's see. Give a shout out to Bob and Amy Hacker, our dear friends. Yay! Hey, Amy and Bob. Anyway, hope they're doing well. And let's see. We also want to
go Bills. Go Bills.
We got some sad news. Oh yeah, go Bills.
Sorry, they're 2-0 already for the first season.
Oh man. Well, let's not even get into my fantasy football situation so far. It's pathetic.
Oh
but
yeah.
Anyway,
I'm already.
I'm already 0-2. So anyway. We do have some sad news we wanted to share. One of our dear Hoochie friends, Miranda, otherwise known as Doc, lost her cat child, Tuck, today, and we just wanted to send our love to her. Yeah, he died today at home. He had just recently been diagnosed with cancer and had a seizure, and he passed on. So we just wanted to send our love to Doc and let her know we're all thinking of her. Hoochie family's thinking about her, and her Diva family and her Cosby family and all the other families that we have. We love her lots, and we wanted to just let her know that we're thinking about her. And Tuck, rest in peace. He's a sweet kitty. So that's out sad news. And then let's see. So as I mentioned, Teo is doing his Journeys presentation, or maybe they're calling it Places now, like his book, but he's doing a presentation tomorrow in L.A., and Marianne, Mama, a.k.a. Mama Hooch, is attending that. So next week we'll get some details on that one, and hopefully she can fill us in and find out what other crazy stuff might happen, and Dame is also out there as well, so... And I'm not sure who all else went, got to go, but we all wish them well tomorrow. Hope they have a blast. We know they will with Teo, of course. Some of our favorites, you can find Lauren Coslow on Twitter at Lauren Coslow. And you can also find her on her she has a fan club Facebook page as well, Lauren Coslow fan club page, and on Facebook. And Teo Penglis also has Twitter, Teo Penglis at Teo Penglis. And if you as long as you know how to spell Penglis, and you know if you're a true fan, you do. So hey, and then he's also got a Team Teo Facebook page, and he's also got a personal Facebook page. So anyway, so those are some of our favorites. Also, Ian Buchanan on General Hospital of Duke and Anna fame. He's at Kilt Trip USA. We love Ian as well, and wanted to give him a shout-out. And then we also have a new favorite, James Reed, who recently came on board at Days of Our Lives as Clyde Weston, who seems to be in Kate's orbit an awful lot, and by gosh, why shouldn't he be? Anyway, he his Twitter handle is his name is James Reed, but his Twitter handle is JAMZ and then READ. So check him out on Twitter. He's new to Twitter, but he's a really fun guy and doing great on Days of Our Lives. So, all righty. Well, do you have a fashion report ready for us, Rose?
It was short. It was short skirt week that day.
It was short skirt week. Were people pulling things down?
No.
Were they pulling their skirts down, or were they pretty intact?
No, they were actually cute skirts.
Oh, good, good.
I love.
I didn't really.
Jen Lilly's. I love Teresa's. Teresa.
Yeah.
Jen Lilly just wore it so well, though. I loved that thing. And then I also loved, Sammy had an awesome skirt on. I did not like the shirt they put her in, but I did love the skirt.
I'll have to go back and look at that. I didn't notice that. I mean, I didn't really pay attention, but let's see.
And Jennifer's outfit, I liked her dress, the little flower pattern dress.
Yeah?
I liked
that,
and her hair was gorgeous. And
style points for Rose. All right.
Yeah,
Jennifer hasn't earned any of those this year.
Oh no, she
usually
got one once.
Yeah, she did. She did, but she usually gets the raspberry award.
Let's see. I'm trying to think of who else I really like. I think I keep seeing Jordan in the same outfit. It's like she's in the same mid-year shirt.
Well,
I'm not
she's
sure
wearing
if it was
the
this
same
week or not,
boobs but every day as well. We get to. Yeah, Jordan, we know you have boobs, okay? We know you had to cover them up for a while, but really, you could go and cover them up again because we really don't want to keep seeing them. That's my
Kate looked really great, as always, though. That's always. And let's see, who else there was?
I thought the new guy, Billy Flynn, the new guy that played Billy Flynn that plays Chad,
yes,
I liked his outfit when he was shirtless, when he came in from swimming. I liked that outfit.
Yes, when he threw on the robe. there was an article, actually, about the fashion of the new Chad. In Soap Opera Digest, there was actually an article, and I guess I guess he worked with the fashion designer at Days, Billy Quinn.
Flynn.
Is it Billy Quinn? Yeah.
Flynn, I think.
And he worked with a fashion designer at Days, and they came up with a look for Chad, and that was, I guess they really struggled with the hair. They started off with one style, and they ended up, which we obviously probably haven't seen yet, is they're heading towards a, Dean something or it's that really 50s look, but messy, but not messy look. Anyway, we're headed towards a new hair look every day until they get it right. And I guess he came to work and he had to grow his hair out for a month and a half. And then I'd love to get his insight on the air sometime for it. But there was a real short little thing with a few things on it that I read. And that was the hair, and it took, you know, they came in long because he grew it out for a year and a half, and then they went from this to this to this to this. They finally got what they wanted. And then he also worked with the fashion designer, and they decided that he'd been traveling all over Europe, so they wanted to bring him in with a slendered, expensive suit look, and he was so excited to be wearing suits every day, so there was a little bit of fashion on him in on the new Chad in Soap Opera Digest.
Oh, very cool.
So that was kind of that was neat to read. And then let's see, what else was there? Nothing else really stood out. I'm sure there was something. I'm not looking at my notes right now, so I tend to take notes up by sending them to myself on Twitter. So so if you ever see my tweets come through saying, how could you wear that? That was why. So.
Oh,
and it's never anything against the actors or the fashion designer at Days. It's just something that I see on the TV, and so I'll treat myself. And yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're almost a week to Walking Dead. Not that that has anything to do with Days of Our Lives.
Oh well, there's a lot of people that like that show. I've
Walking
never watched
Dead
it.
And Once Upon a Time are coming back. Yay!
Oh.
So.
Yeah, I can't keep track of all of it. I just have a few that I follow. But I've heard that that's a really good one. I'm not into the violence part or whatever. I can't handle some of the
You'd be into Daryl.
Groups and stuff.
You'd be into Daryl. You'd be into Daryl.
Yeah, I mean I can totally get you to watch every
episode.
The character based stuff, because I mean I love because I love, character-based writing and all that, but I just can't, I can't deal with the violence part, so. Jen in the chat room was asking if anybody's watching Dallas, and I'm behind on it all.
I mean,
that used to be my favorite show of all time back when it was on originally. And I haven't been a very good viewer with the new ones. And I really liked it when it first started. I just haven't been able to keep up with it. So I've got to do a lot of catch up. So I was so excited when it came out and was started. Me
that
too.
I loved the old one so much that I just have never gotten into the new one.
Yeah, it's been harder, especially since Larry Hagman passed away, because JR and Sue Ellen were always my absolute favorites. And so it makes me sad, too, to think that he's not here. But I love Patrick Duffy, too, and he's on, so that's nice. But, it's exciting to have it back, and to have it do so well in the ratings. I don't know I hope it's still doing well. But and I'm glad to see Linda Gray back on screen and stuff. But I just have a lot of catching up to do, and I feel like I can't just jump in since I've missed,
Exactly. I'd have to go all the way back to when it started and then watch each episode. So
maybe that's a Netflix weekend or something. I don't know if I ever get one of those. But if I ever have time to do that, I'd love to. But Jen's saying in the chat room saying that it's really good. So we definitely probably, as old Dallas fans, we probably should tune in. So anyway, so this week, of course, the new Chad is in town. We were just talking about him, played by Billy Flynn. And I don't know, at first I was iffy on him, but he's growing on me.
I was very iffy on him. I was very iffy on him.
What are you thinking now?
I haven't seen enough of him yet
to be sure. Yeah, jury's still out for me, but... What do you think? Do you think he is, he basically told Kate, I'm jumping ahead a little bit here, but he told Kate that he'd like to see the two of them in an alliance, and if Sammy's not on board, then she's out, Stefano said he had changed and promised to God that he would change if Chad lived. He said, but he's lying. He's the same old, same old.
I'm thinking this whole thing with Abby has really changed Chad, and I think he's out to get everybody.
That's what I'm thinking too.
He's out to get everybody.
I think he's gonna fool Kate.
I don't know about Kate, but I think everybody else is going down.
I really hope he's sincere with Kate, because that would be kind of fun to watch Kate and Chad take over everything. But, especially since we know Sammy's going to be leaving.
I think somehow he's
going to
screw Kate over, because I think he's only in it for himself.
Yeah, I'm a little worried about that, too. So, since I love Kate, that would not make me happy.
And Kate has the alliance of Clyde, so, they're going to have to come back. And so,
that's true.
So,
yeah.
you know,
There were some great collide scenes this week. Oh, my gosh.
Yes,
if you liked them at all, you guys got to check it out. They were so funny. It's funny because he's very direct with her, and it unnerves her, and it's so funny to watch her get rattled. It's just really fun. Well, fun to watch Kate lose her composure, but then she shoots it right back to him when he's like, well, women are women, and she's like, oh, that's certainly a way to endear yourself to women is to say that, you know, kind of thing. Then she said something like, I think you need to get your meter checked, and I bet he'd like her to check his meter is what I think. So he tried to ask her out to lunch to thank her for those underworld connections that she gave him for his business. But she kind of, in a way, sort of indirectly refused it, kind of tried to back out of it. So then he basically says, well, I guess if you don't have time for lunch, you got to have time for dinner. So he basically bullied her into, like, a dinner. So she's, you know, still kind of like, hey, I didn't agree to that. But somehow or other, we know they're going to have a meal. It's a very interesting dynamic because they're both plotters. They're both really interesting characters in and of themselves. And it's kind of interesting because they seem kind of equally yoked in some ways. You know, they give as good as they get with each other. It's kind of fun to watch that dance, you know. So I'm looking forward to it. I don't know. What's your take on it?
I'm really enjoying Clyde and Kate.
You what?
I don't know. I'm really enjoying Clyde and Kate. I like them.
I really am too. I still think it'd be fun to have a triangle with Kate, Rafe, and Clyde, because I can't stand Jordan, but I really like James Reed. I think he's really good, and I'm enjoying watching that dynamic.
You brought up Jordan, and I was going to say that's one of the key reasons why I think that Chad is really in it to get everybody, because I either read or saw that he's going to make passes at Jordan and Rafe's going to catch him.
Oh.
And why? Chad has no reason to go after Jordan.
I don't know. Because it's kind of like Nick, right? He's just out for everybody. You know, he's just out to get everybody.
Yeah.
I love the exchange he had with EJ where he pretended like he was going to shoot him when he first came into town and he didn't really have any bullets in there, but he tried to, he did the trigger, but then he shot, but he didn't have any bullets. And EJ thought told Sammy later, he thought he was drawing his last breath. But Chad was messing with him bad, and it was pretty entertaining, actually.
It was, because you know what? With everybody out of Salem, the one person he should have been upset at was his brother.
Right. Right.
So, you know.
Yeah.
I may not agree with him being upset with others, but I'm certainly going to say that Chad had every right to be upset at EJ. So.
Yeah. And see, the thing of it is, Kate was always good to him. I mean, Kate's never done anything to him. So the only reason
Kate's
he would backstab Kate.
Him in the Demira.
Yeah. I mean, she really took him under her wing, and she really was a mother to him in a lot of ways. And, even though there were undertones with Sammy, Kate, and Chad this week, it was kind of interesting. They both were like, when he walked in half naked.
I'm still trying to think, though, of something that Kate might have done when she brought him over to being a Demira, or some way that Kate might have backstabbed him in the past. Because I really think there was something.
Yeah,
I can't remember. Maybe
too.
Somebody else can.
But yeah, I'm trying
really
to figure out if he's
forgetting.
Doing his father's bidding and kind of being
no,
like
I
a
think
mole.
Chad's out there for himself.
Okay, okay.
All I
right.
think he's out there
oh,
for
yeah,
himself.
So
I think he's
who
out
knows?
There for everybody.
Who knows what he's doing then? You know, if he wants to just take over Demira Enterprises, so whatever way he has to get Kate out of the way, I mean, I don't know, but... Yeah,
I don't know.
So,
we don't know yet.
I just don't trust him. I definitely don't trust him. But it is interesting to see Chad playing that alpha that Alpha Demira finally, because we always wanted that to happen, but they never wrote it that way when Casey was playing them.
But I'm not so sure anybody is great all black like that. You know,
the great
characteristic of EJ was not only the way he was portrayed, but also the fact that he was gray. He wasn't all black and he wasn't good. He was right there down the middle, you know? So I don't know. I mean, Nick is the closest I've come to all black, really. And we see how well that lasted for Nick.
Well, of course, that's the way he's coming into town. I mean, I think they're going to show softness around maybe, I don't know, maybe
Abby?
Jordan thing or something, or Abby. You know, I don't
or
know.
Or Abby.
Yeah, Abby. Yeah. Although, didn't he give it to her pretty good?
He did give it to her, but, I mean, he's still, you could kind of tell that he's still soft about her. He's still hurt. He's still hurt over the whole thing. He's not he's not over her.
Well, he was, when he was having an exchange with EJ.
I mean, it's just my perception.
When he had that exchange with EJ where he was like, I wish I hadn't taken the bullet for you because then you'd be dead. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was like, ooh. So.
Yeah. There were a couple of great lines to this week, even with the lack of Victor. I mean, really, can we please have Victor back?
Yeah.
Victor has some awesome lines every week. The editor sat down
mm-hmm.
with Lucas. Oh, yeah, Lucas mm-hmm. looks like he's going after Jordan, too.
Yeah, I'm like, what's up with that?
That's kind of actually cool, actually. Jordan.
I wish Cheryl. I wish Cheryl would come back and Jordan would leave.
Well,
I really like Cheryl.
I do, but if we can't have Cheryl, I mean, I can see Lucas with Jordan. I can understand that. You know,
yeah,
that's
maybe
something
so.
I could actually
yeah.
see. They did. Yeah. Yeah, they had. Yeah. Anyway, I've got it right here. The editor for the magazine was talking to Lucas, and Lucas had just found out that she was the editor of the new magazine, and he was like, oh, well, just disregard everything I just said about how bad you are, basically, and she's all, well, I hired the son, so that's not going to change just because the father's a horse's ass.
Yeah, that was a good line.
She delivered a great line, and then there was also, of course, Sammy, and Roman had a very large... a very large conversation there. I thought that was great. I really loved the exchange myself between Sammy and Roman because it really set up the scene for Ejammy. And that was because out of everybody in that small horse town, Roman is the one person who has room to talk about EJ cheating. I can't think. When I was sitting there watching it, I couldn't think of one time Roman had cheated. Can you?
Yeah,
hello?
I can't either.
I can't think of a single time he ever cheated. Now, of course, Marlena cheated on him, and, you know, everybody in that town has had some kind
of
indifference.
But it was kind of cool how Sammy turned the tables on him. And so don't think for a minute that if Marlena had not been in love with John and come back to you
mm-hmm.
and begged you and admitted she was wrong, that you would have taken her back in a New York
mm-hmm.
minute. And he's like,
and Roman admitted he would.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah,
and
he likes
Roman admitted,
Roman under all circumstances.
He admitted as much as he is so upset about somebody cheating on someone, he would have taken her back. So,
right.
You know, you put Sammy and Roman pretty much on the same playing field, except for Sammy, of course, has cheated in every relationship
mm-hmm.
she's had.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thought that Roman was really the only one who could shove that to her, and at the same
mm-hmm.
time, Sammy evened the playing field by saying, but you would have taken Marlena back, you know.
Uh-huh.
And he did actually take Marlena back. Remember the whole baby thing where they didn't know which one was the dad?
Yeah.
He took Marlena back. So yeah.
Well,
he,
it was like, you can't help who you love, that kind of thing came up
that
too.
Was it.
And then
that was the line
do?
I was just going to tell you. You can't choose who you love. Yeah.
Right, and then who
I
did he run into right after that conversation? Kate. Cayman fans, they all got
hello.
A treat this week.
Yeah, Kate has several minutes.
In fact, Jen in the chat room was saying earlier that she'd like to see a Kate Roman Clyde triangle.
Oh,
I don't know. I don't know if that's going
to
happen.
That's what I would like to
see.
I think the Rafe Jordan Lucas would be more along the lines. Even though I like Rafe Chase,
to me, Jordan,
I'm really liking
Jordan
Clyde
just sucks
better.
The life out of the room. I can't even get into her anymore. I just can't.
I know.
To
well,
me, she just doesn't.
I thought
any
Lucas
kind
brought
of,
a little more pizzazz to
yeah.
her than the others.
Well,
have,
that's
so.
Because Brian is awesome. I mean, Brian's really
okay,
talented,
yeah.
and I know he's trying. You know, he's had a lot of experience on that show. You know, but I mean, you know, Galen's great too. But I mean, I just think, you know, Galen needs to kind of have a certain spark with somebody for it to really work.
It seemed
and
like Brian
that,
was holding up all of them this week because he
exactly.
did that basketball. They did that basketball.
Oh, yeah.
Game.
Oh, yeah.
And
he
it
did
was,
great.
It was,
I mean,
see,
they
it was,
need.
It was Lucas.
We need more Lucas. We need more Lucas.
Yeah, it
he's
was,
awesome.
I was really excited to see more Lucas this week. And it was Lucas
yes.
and Rafe and Ben and who was the fourth one? Who was the fourth person in the basketball
was
game?
Ben, Sonny?
Ben, Lucas, Rafe, and Sonny. There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, Sonny did, Chad did deliver a good line, too, and that was to Ben. He walks into the club or the bar or the coffee house or whatever it is now, and he's talking to Ben, and Ben's talking bad about Chad, I think it was. I think he was talking bad about Chad, and after Chad just sat there and let Ben go on and 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 on. And then when he was done, he said, was that any way to talk to your boss? So that was kind of cool, the way it was delivered.
Yeah, that was funny. I like that. Yeah, it's, and then we got the whole Hayden thing. Oh, my gosh. Hayden is adorable. I love them. Love, love, love them. You're not in love with them? No.
No.
I love them. And I'm so happy that Hope, like, that they showed those scenes where she had that she was saying goodbye to Bo.
I did
stuff.
Like that scene. I mean,
those
I
were
I
really good.
Forward to it. I knew it was coming, and
yeah.
I wasn't looking forward to
well,
it
know,
because
I'm
a big Bo and Hope fan. But, you know, it was a nice closure. I'm certainly not ready for them to move on with her. You know, I think that now that she's closed it, fine, she needs to close it, but we need a little bit more time here. But, I mean, I understand
yeah.
it's soaps and whatnot. But
yeah. Well,
I did
and they've
really
got this has been
that.
A slow burn. He's been on the show for a while now, and it's been a gradual
Well, yeah, but they didn't even
gradual thing.
Really. I don't like the fact that she's going to move on, but it's almost like she wrote the letter so she could move on with him.
Yeah, well,
you know. It's like, no. No, 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 no. She needs to close it because she wants to close it, not because she wants to move on with Aiden. And I just don't really like them together. But I do have to admit, I really do like the fact that they've gotten a lot more couples in that we don't all agree on anymore.
Yeah.
It gives us more conversation.
I really love them. So, this comes from someone who was a faithful viewer back when Bo and Hope first got together. So, even though Bo and Hope are one of my all-time favorites, of course, Tony and Anna, as far as classic days, Tony and Anna, but were my favorites. But, you know, Bo and Hope were right up there. I watched every episode. I watched every inch of their story of them, you know, the whole thing. So I totally can appreciate the Bo and Hope fans having a hard time because I consider myself one. But at the same time, I love that Christian's getting a story that, you know, if they've taken their time with it. Daniel Cosgrove seems really sweet, and everything I've heard, he's a really good guy and really great to work with and all that other stuff. And I really think they're really cute together. So I'm excited. I hope they go slow, but I mean, they've already gone pretty slow to this point, but it's just gotten to this point where she's finally able to admit she does have feelings for him and wants to pursue it. So, you know, I don't know. I've been really annoyed with how they've handled Bo being gone. You know, it's not done justice to his character, but at the same time, I know they're trying to keep that door open so he can walk back in anytime, you know?
Yeah.
So it's
and
kind
I
of
do
a
like
tricky
I do
thing.
Like the fact they've kept that open.
Yeah, I mean, what might, you know, I don't know. Yeah, I just, you know, I don't know, but I just, I don't, you know, but anyway, so I'm on board with the Hayden thing. I really am. But, so, you know, but I understand that some folks would have a hard time with it, so it's totally understandable. But I just, I'm really enjoying them. There were some great scenes with Hope writing a letter to Bo and signing the divorce papers and taking her ring off and everything. So, you know, so that was very emotional. And then, let's see.
And I hear there's an, you know, there should be an opening for Demira somewhere here, and Tony should be able to be brought back from the to the life now because, you know,
oh,
Victor
yeah,
just got shot.
Yeah.
So. Did I lose you? Did my phone die?
No, I just muted myself.
Huh?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. No, I was talking about Victor Cassadine just died in GH, so we need to bring Tony back,
yeah.
And, you know, he can boost, he can drop Chad a notch for Stefano. Bring him out of the frozen quarantine and revive him, and then he can knock Chad down a notch.
Yeah.
That was my sad moment this week was Victor died, so.
So what do you think? So you think Melanie is going to come back, and then you're going to have the whole Abby Melanie between Chad, and Ben, and you know, I don't know.
I don't know.
Is that what's going to happen? I don't know.
I don't know. I think Chad's going to be kind of moving around town here for a little while. I don't know. I can't wait for Melanie to come back on Canvas. I can't. I think I've got a little ways to wait though from the last thing I read and the magazines or when they announced it.
Oh yeah.
I think it's still a little ways off. Diva would have to correct me if I'm wrong. I thought it was in November. So.
Okay.
I don't know. It's still a little ways off. So I think Chad's got quite a bit of momentum to go on his own before Melanie even gets back. So.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Well, and then, let's see. So Teresa's freaking out about John. Kristen makes a bargain with Eric and all those guys that she's got a supposed cure for John in exchange for Eric not pressing charges against her. And so
We didn't have a show last week, did we? I think we did, but I wasn't able to be there. I wasn't here either, so.
I think Carrie and Marianne did one. So the backdrop is that, you know, essentially Kristen is getting away with things because she's got this cure for John, so they're giving him the cure. In exchange, Eric agreed not to press charges against her. So she's flitting around town as well. And she figured out that Teresa, because of the way Teresa reacted when she told her that John was going to get out of his coma or whatever he's in, and Teresa freaked out, when Kristen was talking to Daniel, she suddenly realized, wait a minute, that's why Teresa was freaking out, because she's the one that actually hurt John, not Brady. So, of course, Kristen's trying to still ingratiate herself with Brady somehow. He doesn't seem to be having any of it, but Teresa's now freaking out because she's afraid John will come back to consciousness and then bust her butt.
And Daniel and Kristen brought that to Daniel's attention, and Daniel realized, oh, shit, you're right. Because
yeah.
We're running through the whole list of everything that Teresa's been doing about, well, John's not going to wake up, right?
Does it seem like there was an inordinate amount of flashbacks between last Friday and this week? It seemed like everybody was flashing back to stuff. I really noticed that. You know, flashing back to Teresa and John and things that she'd done and said, flashing back to the day before, flashing back to, you know, Jennifer had some flashbacks. It seemed like everybody was having flashbacks this week.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, did you notice that?
I think my phone's going in now. Yeah, I heard it. Yeah.
Okay.
I heard it.
Okay.
I didn't notice it. I thought it was excessive. They had an excessive amount. The day that Danielle realized it, I really thought all that was last week. Not just last
week.
Well,
I did see, I saw Friday, last Friday. And I watched last Friday.
Yeah, Friday there was an excessive amount of flies.
Yeah, but it seemed like it carried into this week, too. It seemed like, you know, JJ and it just seemed like everybody
was
having flashbacks.
JJ was what I was going to mention next, JJ and Paige.
Yeah.
JJ got set up. Eve was going to turn around, and she's determined to break these two up, and now she's got to – I think she's going to play that ultimate card and try to sleep with him herself. That's just my opinion.
I
have not read any spoilers on that or not.
She's that desperate.
But I just think she's going to have to bite that bullet and get desperate because her plan didn't work. She hired a hooker to go out there and make it look, take a picture or do whatever she had to do to make Eve think that JJ was cheating on her. And what the hooker decided to do was slip him a roofie, you know, because that always works. But Daniel was on the ball and Dr. Dan to the rescue once again to one of Jennifer's kids. He found JJ before he could stumble into the door. Now, of course, I thought it was absolutely hilarious that JJ's all messed up. But his friend, and I always forget the name of his friend, his best friend, Anna.
Rory,
that's it.
Is that Rory?
Rory drops him off. Rory finds him basically passed out, thinks he's been drinking, brings this drugged kid home to his mama, you know, drops him off at the street and waves to him goodbye, you know, as he takes off. And JJ can hardly walk up to the front door. And it just so happened that Dan was at the door trying to get a hold of, I don't know why he was there, honestly. I just know that he was strategically there as JJ stumbles up.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, you know, Dr. Dan, he turns around, he looks at him, he thinks he's drunk. So he's like, your mother cannot see you like this. It'll break her heart.
Uh-oh.
So he takes him home and they find out JJ's swearing he was drugged. Something had to have happened that he'd only had Coke and one sip of beer. So, you know, I guess with it being so close to Kristen and Eric, you know, not very much time has passed since all that happened.
Uh-huh.
Of course, everybody is going to jump to the conclusion that he must have been drugged before they even see the text message that the lady had, the girl had sent to Paige. So they go to the hospital, they run their tests and whatnot, and indeed, he's been drugged. And, of course, Eve is like, you know, a roofie was not part of her plan. So now she's got to try to figure out how to salvage this once and for all. And I can just foresee Eve, you know, Eve and JJ have so much in common to try to play on that on common stuff. And, you know, maybe I've been reading too much Soap 101, but.
No, I think you're right. I think that's what, I think, because they foreshadowed that when she very first came on, JJ, when JJ went over there. And met her.
Yeah, and then even
mouth,
a second time
when she was.
Yeah, and even a second time when she was playing music with him in the living room and actually was having a good time with him. So in Jennifer's living room.
Yeah.
So yeah,
I think there's going to be something there.
And they're still playing that Bow Chicka Wow Wow music with her. Every time a scene comes on, I'm sorry, I just can't see somebody's mom turning around and going after their daughter's boyfriend.
I don't know. It's just, I think that whole subplot's kind of stupid myself. But I can see that's what it's leading up to. So that's why all this is happening. It's going to show the desperation that she has to make Paige realize what a scumbag he is, even though he's not anymore. And so it's going to be kind of like a her last resort kind of thing, I think.
No, but I'm a mom doing that to her daughter.
Yeah, I know.
She's
but
just
she doesn't strike me as the super maternal type. I mean, she, I don't know, it's like, I think, too, that she seems a little bit like a, she has a bit of arrested development as herself. So
well, Eve
I almost,
always
I think Paige is more... Paige is more mature than her mother. You
than
know,
Eve,
she's,
yeah.
Sort of
I mean,
dynamic.
Eve was always the... I wanted Eve to come back and show Teresa that, you know, when Eve came back in the first place, I wanted her to come back and show Teresa who the mastermind of evil truly was. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. this is not the mastermind of evil that I
no.
would have wanted.
No.
I'm sorry, you just don't sleep with some kids straight out of high school when you're in
yeah.
your 40s or 50s. So,
yeah.
I don't care if you're trying to look young or not. You don't sleep with a kid straight out of high school.
Well, especially somebody your child
unless you stages
loves.
It.
I mean, you
yeah,
know,
and your child's boyfriend at that. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Agreed.
Even if you're desperate, just don't do that. It's,
yeah.
it's almost like over the line for me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But that's
she doesn't strike me as the kind of person who has boundaries, though. So.
well, no,
see.
I didn't. No, you're right about that. Trying to think of what else besides actual Eat Jammy we can talk about.
Yep.
There's been a lot of Eat Jammy happening, and there's
yep.
a lot more to come that is, like, really going to be awesome. I can say that much.
Well, you,
and the moment
cover the parts that happened this
Well, the
week,
moment of Eat Jammy is almost here. I mean, you know, it's definitely here at this point. There's a lot of good Eat Jammy stuff coming up. And I'm still interested to see how this is all going to end in just, what, a few weeks? I'm going to cry now. Yeah, just like 2 or 3 more weeks. That's about it. Before.
I can't believe that.
I know. Well, Allison's last day is like Halloween or close to Halloween, so that's a little longer. But James was
mm-hmm.
towards the beginning of April, of October, which is just around the corner
it's
now.
It's kind of hard to believe.
Just around the corner now. I know that doesn't mean he didn't film something ahead that we don't know about until the end of October. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea. So far,
mm-hmm.
I haven't even been able to find spoilers that tell me what's going to happen with Eat Jammy, which is actually kind of cool because it's nice to not know what's going to happen and just be sitting here going, oh. But, yeah, that's coming to a close, and it's just not cool. And it's not cool that it's coming to the close at the same time as some of my other favorite stuff. But, you know.
Coming along at the same time as what?
Some of my other favorites, like Victor Casadar.
Oh.
And
oh, yeah.
I was going to stick to Days and not dwell any further on Victor Casadar being shot.
Oh, I didn't know about that. I haven't seen that yet.
Oh.
I'm behind on General
Tuesday,
Hospital.
And oh, yeah, it got explosive last week.
That happened
that
this
way.
Week?
Yeah, just last week.
Oh, wow. Like,
yep.
shot dead
just
or
last
shot?
Week, like, Obrecht shot him.
Obrecht shot him?
Yeah. I can't tell you anymore.
Okay, don't tell me anymore. Okay. Yeah.
This week got
it.
Explosive. I'll give you that much. That's it.
Okay.
I've already told you way too
you're
much.
You're such a tease. Such a tease.
But I will tell you that you are going to stay up, even if you're even though you're tired, you're going to stay up now just so that you can get to that moment. Because Tao needs to come back to Days now as Tony. I already told you that.
Oh.
And so, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
I cried, and
oh,
you'll cry too.
Oh, no. No, no, no.
Yeah.
Why would they do that?
Well, it's not like they don't have an isolation, you know, unit, that you know, the ice, whatever you call it, the freeze, deep
oh, that's
freeze
true.
Machines
can
that can bring them back
oh.
later. But right now,
I was really hoping
we found out,
and he would.
We found out, or thought we'd found out, the paternal DNA of Nathan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't he Victor's son?
Well, you'll have to watch, won't you?
Oh. You are.
Whether he is or is not, you'll have to watch. I told you.
Oh, man.
Would you like me to take notes, make it so that you absolutely have to watch? No, yeah, so. Yeah, you're going to cry. You're going to be all, first you're going to smile and laugh and giggle and be happy.
I would not see that coming at all.
I did not, nobody did. Nobody saw that. Nobody saw. I was sitting there. It hadn't even come on the air here on the West Coast, people. If I'm trying to watch them live, I don't need to be hearing everybody go, no.
Oh, man. See, I missed all that. I was on a road trip, and I did not even see any of that.
Oh, my Facebook and my Twitter just lit up like a bullet 3 hours before you came on.
Oh, wow. What a sneaky trick they pulled on us.
And
that's
that was
a sneaky,
Tuesday.
Sneaky trick. Oh, my gosh.
You got to get through the rest of the week to see what happened.
I know you're through the rest of the last 2 or 3 weeks right now. Oh, gosh.
Just go back and watch Tuesdays. You'll be fine.
Oh,
no,
man.
Well, no, you got to catch up.
Okay. So, now I see why you're saying Tony needs to come back today.
Yeah, now you see why I said Tony needs to come back to Salem, you know? Seriously. Tony needs to return for a little while now to Salem.
Yeah.
Just
so
a little while, then he can go
I'm
back.
I'm excited. It's on the GH front. I am excited that we finally get to see some cozy scenes with DNA and that
with
Duke
who?
Actually is in a robe.
Oh, Duke and Anna.
Duke and Anna, DNA. Duke is actually in a robe. You can see his chest. So that's nice because we haven't seen him in a while. Any of him in a while.
Well,
so.
See, we're equal now. That ruins it for me because I'm
sorry.
Really excited about seeing Duke back, but I didn't know Anna made it out alive. Thank you so much.
Oh, I didn't know she was. Sorry. Oops.
See, we're even.
There we go.
There you go.
Spoilers.
I'm sure Jen's in the chat room shaking her head going, oh, you guys are lack of sleep tonight, aren't you?
Oh, man. We are.
We're lack of sleep, and we're forgetting a lot of Dave's stuff.
I know. I'm drawing a blank on the rest of it. I'm trying to think.
Jennifer
like
and Abby had a conversation. The big topic of conversation around all of Salem this week was Chad's back.
Chad.
You know, Abby had that conversation with Jen, and Jordan had the conversation with, I think it was Abby, too. And then, of course, Kate and Sammy both sitting there shocked. I don't know if they were more in shock of what he was wearing as he came in the door or if they were in shock by the fact that he was back. I think Kate's next words were, boy, our little Chad has sure grown up, hasn't he? Or something like that. But
oh, how funny.
That's the way I pictured Kate saying it anyway, even if she didn't.
That's funny.
Yeah, and then that was the biggest topic of conversation around town was Chad.
Yeah.
And, of course, he had scenes with just about everybody right off the get-go, you know. And then, I'm forgetting a lot of it right now. I need to keep track of my notes better. But I need to take more notes. That's what I need to do, treat myself more notes.
Well, let's see. Well, we're trying to wrap it up here. I'm going to bring Kenneth in for a minute.
Good.
I believe Kenneth's out there. We'll bring
Kenneth!
Him. Hey, Kenneth.
Hi.
Hey there.
Yes, hey
there.
I'm here.
Did you do okay for your surgery?
I'm doing a whole lot better. I'm doing fine actually. I sound a little bit different, and that's a great thing. That's a
you
great
do.
Thing.
Good for you.
My surgery, it was a life saving. Oh my God, it was awesome.
If you hear the screaming, it's the kids outside. Sorry, they are outside.
It's fine. I'm doing great. I feel a whole lot better. I can breathe out of my mouth and my nose. And I've always had sinus
great.
Issues for
uh-huh.
ever since I was a little one. And so,
good. I'm glad that's helping me out.
And it's great.
Deal.
So,
Well, good. All right. We're trying to wrap this up on the hour because we're both like really tired. What were the highlights for you this week, Kenneth? What did you think of?
Oh my God! Hope and Aiden, finally. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
See, I didn't think we were going to ever get there.
Rose can plug her ears for a minute while we...
I hope neither of you hate me tomorrow because of me not liking Hope and Aiden. They'll grow on me. I'll like them eventually.
It's okay. That's why we have all different kinds of characters on the soap.
Kate and Clyde.
I'm just going to mute you now for the rest of the show now, Rose, since you don't like Hayden.
I was like, oh, my God, finally the train has pulled into the station. Oh, my God, yes. Bo Hu. That's all I can say, Bo Hu. It's going to be amazing to see what happens with them. And that's really, to me, I watched Days all this week just so that I could see the progression of that story. Because now, you know, you've had the scene with Hope writing her letter to Bo and saying, you know, this is, you know, I have to move on. And she's finally giving herself to Aiden. That's just I loved it. I really did. Nothing else really sticks out to me. Nothing out of the ordinary. Jennifer is still Jennifer in those hideous outfits.
The flower dress wasn't so bad. It was a little more Easter-y than I would have thought for fall, but you know,
which is out of season. You know,
But
I don't understand the wardrobe choices with that with her, because everybody else looks fabulous, in their dresses and skirts and things of that nature. I love the whole Jamie thing. I am sad to see both of them leaving, but you know. You can't have Sammy without EJ, or vice versa. I would have loved it if she would have they would have worked it out somehow for her to be back with Ray, because I love those two together. But anyway, so I'm kind of interested in seeing and how that transition takes place with Allison gone and now Ed Scott. I'm so sorry. Oh my God.
Yeah, James Scott.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I do like Kristen. Is kind of trying to make amends for something. Oh, and those things with her and Teresa were delicious. I just love
that.
I hate her. So that's wonderful. Other than that, everything has been pretty kosher. I'm really liking everything right now. So, and by the way, Days of Our Lives is the number one soap. So I don't want anybody to get confused. I know we're not confused, but, you know, just for you Y&R fans out there that may be listening or may not be listening, we are the number one soap, and the only reason why you guys are number one is because, well, you know why. But that's all.
Okay.
I'll accept that. I think it's the number one soap for me, too. Oh, gosh, that's funny. Alrighty, well.
So I don't have anyone to compare.
We're going to, as soon as we go off the air, Rose and I are going to arm wrestle for Hayden.
can't we arm wrestle for who gets Clyde? I mean, really?
No, we're gonna arm wrestle to see who's right about Hayden. No, I'm kidding.
I think Kate is gonna get Clyde. Yes, honey.
Oh, yeah.
He is Oh, he's a sexy old man, honey. Oh, just great.
I know he is, isn't he?
He is sexy and just cute.
And you need to check out Collide Fans on at Collide Fans on Twitter. K A for Kate, and then L Y D E for Clyde. So Collide. Check that out on Twitter,
okay.
Collide Fans,
because
we've had some cute avatars with them on set, from on set. And he's clean. I don't know at what point he shaves, but at some point he shaves his beard off. So he's a real nice-looking man, I got to say, either way. But the thing that cracks me up about him, is about Clyde, is he acts like he's some country, you know, guy. But he's pretty sharp, and he's pretty direct, and he's pretty—he sees through people. He reads people very well, so it's kind of fun. And it definitely unnerves Kate, that's for sure. So, looking forward to that.
Well, I know we're getting ready to wrap up. I just wanted to let you guys know again how much I value you guys.
Aww.
And your friendship. I love you all, and
hopefully
we'll get the opportunity to do it again next week.
Alrighty.
I should be 110% by then, but I'm feeling damn good right now. Thank you, God,
good,
for pain medication.
Good.
So good.
Well, I'm glad
love
you're
you
doing
all.
Better. So, love you too.
We love
take
you
care.
Too.
Take care. Thanks to Jen in the chat room as well. And we're going to say goodnight now because we're both really tired. So we'll be back next week in some form or fashion. And we can cover Maury, Jammy, and Marianne will update us on the trip to L.A. to see Teo. And she can also do more of an update on Ijami because there will be more excitement
coming.
Yeah, well,
the Ijami from Friday carried over to Monday, so it'll really be all one week.
There
anyway,
you go.
Right?
There you go. All right. Well, thanks, Rose, and thanks to everybody who was listening and in the chat room and called in, and appreciate it. And we'll see you guys next week. Take care.
Okay. Take care.
Bye.